Chapter 6. Cell in Hibernation.
You said you would tell me a secret, I said, remembering an earlier visit, which at the end of the talk had left me profoundly intrigued.
Yes, that is true. I shall talk to you of something which perhaps you know of as electronic clonation, one which in our world is denominated as something that you could translate as cell in hibernation. You, and I refer to your scientists, advance in this field, but they still have not had enough time. The system of cloning was initiated as a means of safeguarding those civilizations on their way to extinction. The procedure to follow is to start out precisely to extract living cells and hibernate them. In space there are many races which, for different reasons, have not proliferated normally. The Earth at one time was a paradise in which lived civilizations extinct today. It was then when the communities of superior civilizations decided to salvage some of them. When your planet offered a certain security, there began to arrive more and more populations. The first were white, of Nordic type, and tall, but they had to be placed in an optimum level of climate for their survival. Some races developed better in desert climates and others developed better in cold climates. Thus, there arrived whites, blacks, coppers, yellows, etc.
Was there already one race resident on the Earth?
Yes. The Egyptians, who were found settled in what is now the Nile River. Each folk has to arrive at being self-sufficient. It was then when they began to train themselves to sow what they ate. Also, they gave classes on the quality of alimentation that each group should have to be adequate for its organic needs. Since all the races are distinct, each one should know its own metabolism. The Japanese and the Chinese manifested genetic characteristics different from the black races, whose organism is adaptable to almost any climate and any alimentation. At first all went marvelously, but what was initiated with success presented problems. After several of years the implantation of the races was no longer effective. Later, the root of the proliferation of man had grown in power and any invasion of any terrain represented war. The red and the copper races were the first to arrive and also the inheritors of the interplanetary knowledge. They had obtained such evolution, moral and social, that they were not massacred and worthily represented the man of Earth. The superior civilizations had foreseen that he who loved war would end up dominating the planet, and so it is. Once the Earth changed into a cosmopolitan planet, the social type of problems began. It was evident that something was failing and that man was incapable of adapting himself socially. Every time he presented a chaotic appearance. Each one of the integral members of the race believed he had the privilege of inheriting from his ancestors land conquered at the price of blood. The greater men of your planet have died with the idea that peace each time would be more utopic. Those men carried the primary clones in hibernation, and they began to implant clones in each group with the final result that each one of them would succeed in awakening in the terrestrial human the consciousness of survival.
The clone, how did you discover that something like this existed? I asked.
Each time some prominent, or important, or valiant one of the intergalactic community found himself in danger of dying, it would come to him and utilize one of his cells. Then it would produce a new being, eliminating all kinds of infirmities.
To what end?
To retain his knowledge.
Did he achieve this?
Now, yes, but at first a totally hybrid being was obtained, of which they say hybrid because his cells will not serve as clones afterward. Nevertheless, the conscience of universal level elevated him to a different stratus, without the instincts of aggression. He had almost attained to optimum individuality. Original clones, of the primitive body, were jealously guarded by the scientists, who deposited these in laboratories located in inaccessible places, for example in high mountains. They froze those at low temperatures to the end that several centuries might pass and they could then be converted back into thinking beings. The means by which they are perfecting the system of electronic donation overcomes many deficiencies. For example, In actuality, it is no longer necessary to deposit them in frozen places. Today they program the clone of themselves to survive an indeterminate number of cycles of time, and this, in the same manner as the memory is controlled together with the objective. This achieved through an electronic magnetic energetic stimulus, for which we tell you that it is important to know all of this, when we comment on your understandings. Today, when the community of superior races decide that some member of whatever race merits the privilege of eternity, they effect the donation, but at a very high level which at times not even I myself comprehend. It is said that they have separated from matter, and only the memory persists in the being indescribably knowledgeable who generates his own energy. They create a chemical electrical augmentation similar to that required in your gestation when the determined being desires to be material.
What does he need to be chosen? To be like you?
Appropriately, no. We have ample knowledge about life. We can be pure energy or organic material. The materialization is important for those of us interested in studying the conglomeration of planets and the proliferation of human beings of diverse races. Those civilizations who obtain the knowledge of longevity, as you call the natural prolongation of life, do not necessarily desire to be chosen as you call it, though in any case we desire to remain in the perspective of an eternity.
How old are you? Lion.
The day I tell you my age, you will not believe it. I am 900 of your years, and 2 cycles of arc of hours, old. Our scientists have acquired the knowledge of longevity, and utilizing it rationally they succeed in augmenting the possibility of integrating us to the great community from where has emerged great personages.
Why? I asked. Why?
The life on my planet is more fascinating than you can imagine. Suppose that also on the Earth each one preferred the habitat to which he is accustomed. I travel much, dream, continually of things that I see, know an infinity of knowledge, and my life has scarcely begun. What purpose has life? I asked. Life has the objective of overcoming the confusion when you are manifesting the antithesis of the energetic or magnetic life, whether it be you or I. But not in a struggle to death, which in fact it is. What I want to say is, not in a war as you are accustomed to on the earth. The struggle is inside, to create virtues and to correct defects. I told you before, that life in itself as a principle is an electromagnetic state of memory. Very well, when you are born in that memory you come as a concentrated collection of knowledge which you later discover by inertia. To create a balanced aspect in your life is your true struggle. You will have to raise one grade of intelligence to a grade such that your memory will serve to prolong your survival. Because in your world they survive. Struggling against the feelings and the qualities. Thus is initiated the true battle, within oneself.
The positivism, perhaps?
No, rather a calm emotional state. Upon achieving this you will realize interesting phenomena in yourself. One person who has acquired the true tranquility emits a different flow of energy to that which continually is restless within himself. Some allow this species of monster that grows within them to dominate, some succumb, some are destroyed, some overcome, some confront and triumph. That is already programmed in your memory forever. Then you will pass to a level above many. The energetic flow will accomplish changes in you and in this manner will convert you into a kind of jewel to be redeemed. But when your tendencies are of leadership, authentic director of deeds, then you will be redeemable. The communities of superior civilizations will appear to you redeeming you according to your achievements. But look now, let us change the theme a little because I want to show you something.